Just as doctors and engineers continue to seek training to keep up to date in their fields, teachers too look for ways to stay sharp and keep up with the industries their students will encounter. But as Liz Schlemmer reports, the funding for professional development for teachers is limited.
LaTanya Petillo says she was lucky to have a really meaningful professional development experience as a business teacher. As part of a fellowship, she spent 5 weeks at PlyGem, a fencing manufacturer in Columbus County.
I was able to get to know the folks who were on the plant floor, look at what their leaders were doing.
Then she connected it to her curriculum. She brought her students to the plant and created a lesson on quality assurance.
And they were able to actually build fencing and package it to go out to retail.
Now Petillo is the teacher advisor to Governor Roy Cooper. And here's one piece of advice she has.
Hey, professional development is something that is never going away. And if we want teachers to be effective, we need to give them the support to do that.
The General Assembly cut the state budget for teacher professional development during the recession and has never restored it. In 2008, the state budgeted $12.6 million specifically for educator professional development. That funding is gone. Schools can pay for some staff development from other budget areas. Or teachers can turn to grants. That's where the North Carolina Business Committee for Education comes in. It's an organization of business leaders, and its executive director is Caroline Sullivan.
We were trying to figure out a way that we could increase the professional development for the teachers in the state of North Carolina and came up with the idea of the Governor's Educator Discovery Award.
Member companies of NCBCE will contribute money to support the new $1,000 grant. And next year, a committee of educators and business members will pick up to 12 teachers to get professional development, like what Petillo experienced. Petillo also helped develop the grant and criteria for winners. Her advice to teachers who want to apply, be ready to show how your idea will give students work-based learning.
How are you going to connect that opportunity to, you know, a real-world experience that's going to connect them to work?
The deadline for the first round of grants is January 1st. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.